Pasta
fan ghoul.
Alright.
Oh, okay. Why?
We're not live yet. Hello! Welcome! No one knows what that was all about.
I don't know. Nobody here knows what that was all about.
Go ahead, explain it.
Why did you get up? You knew we were going live.
Yeah.
All right, we're live. All right,
later, guys.
3, 2, 1.
I had some laundry.
Can we just leave Sean here?
Please don't.
Yeah.
Why?
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, Sean, go ahead.
Why don't you intro?
I'm
Yeah, go ahead.
Welcome to Mega 64 Podcast number 296. Thank you for sticking with us and joining us. Rocco's not here.
Boring! I'm a lonely horseman. Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides a lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be a lonely horseman.
We're back.
And we're back.
I got my friends back, thank God.
Well, we're here.
We saw the train wreck that it was coming.
I was losing it, guys.
We're here for you. We're here to help you out.
I can't believe you said the actual right podcast number. Automatically, boring podcast.
Did Royce tell you that? Did you see that in the chat?
I know what podcast.
Yeah. Why? How the fuck do you know?
Edit the podcast every week, you guys.
When did you start doing that?
What kind of cool edits do you want to look forward to in this one?
2008?
What?
None. Funny story, none.
No edits in this one. This is a live edit.
What you see is what you get.
This is a real-time live actment, and it's all happening as you're viewing it right now.
Yes. It is going to be a crazy week for us. We're not going to be here, and so we're just going to upload it as you see it.
Mm-hmm. We're putting it on YouTube.
We're putting it on YouTube. I don't know if you probably noticed that. Maybe watch it now on YouTube. But that is a new thing for us. We're very excited about putting it on YouTube.
Yeah, I just heard about that. That's cool.
Yeah, we figured why not.
Is it because it's free to host? It's on our
channel.
Free
to host on our channel.
There's where you go to watch
video. We've used Blip before because we could get it to iTunes, and that doesn't do that anymore. So why not go to where
everyone
can see it?
And I feel the same way because I feel like everyone's got a smartphone or something that plays YouTube on it. And then if you're at home, you've got a console, especially if you're a Mega 64 fan. I would assume you have a video game console.
Yeah.
You can watch YouTube on that on your TV.
Yeah.
That's what I did with the old Storecast.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what we were doing. We wanted to make the Mega 64 podcast more like the Storecast.
No, but people, when I first started doing that, people would give me a lot of shit. Like, why don't you put this on iTunes? It's like, YouTube's so easy and everyone has it.
Yeah. So
everyone has YouTube.
It doesn't cost us something now to host that.
It didn't cost us anything before.
Whenever soccer parent or something asked me like where to find stuff, I never... YouTube.
Mega64.com.
YouTube.
Yeah. Yep.
Mega64.com.
That's the biggest player.
YouTube.
Mega64.
Oh, that's right. And you know what's on Mega64.com?
What, Sean?
We got shirts.
This podcast currently is.
Which ones?
That is also true. We got a lot of shirts.
Yeah, how are people watching at home?
I heard people are watching on Mega64.com.
Me too.
I hope
that's
so,
they just watch it, definitely.
Rocco told me that...
This one's Kevin.
This is... Okay, Kevin.
Kevin, get the Game Over shirt. You get Mysterious Stranger.
What happens when we get these shirts, Eric?
You get Summer Semester.
We're going to tell you the fate of the shirt.
These shirts?
We're going to tell you the... get your shirt.
Not yet.
Un,
deux, trois. They're all going away forever.
Forever.
No! That almost got stuck up there. That was almost prophecy. Stop! It's going to the camera. No!
It's going to go away forever,
Stop.
Kevin!
They're gone.
You almost got the camera, though.
Hey, guys, they really are
going away forever. It's your last chance to get them.
If you go to Mega64.com, you can go to our store.
Shop.Mega64.com.
Today might be the last day.
Might be.
I might convince Rocco to... We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
But hey, if you guys have ever thought, dang, I need to get one of those shirts, you better get it now because that is going to be a thing that in 6 months someone's going to go, oh, you guys ever going to reprint that? No, never.
Yeah.
Ever.
Ever.
Those three shirts, never. But in shop.mega64.com.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Club 64. Those shirts are still in really,
really
well.
Golden encrusted logo.
Based on a watch that Royce has.
Oh, it almost hurts. It almost hurts my eyes. It's so glittery.
It's so beautiful.
Royce made a watch with this in the center.
Really? I saw that.
Is it soft? Kevin, can you feel it?
Kevin,
feel it? It's soft?
Yeah, it's soft.
Okay.
It is soft.
One thing Eric loves is his
chest. That's why I did it.
He really likes that.
Oh, that made me want to die.
So... Get those shirts, put them on your body.
You give Sean something to do.
Yeah, I'm not busy enough. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Sean has a bunch of fucking kids and a wife, and all he can do is escape here with his friends. Mm-hmm. So give
do
him
you
more
like
to
escaping
do.
From the wife?
No.
Do you is call her? You call it?
Do you call her your waifu?
I never have called her that. Are you sure? I never called her that.
You're the only one with an actual waifu. Mm-hmm. The debates are all over. Tell the internet to shut down.
What is it? What was the debate before?
Who's the best waifu? But we all know that you chose.
I don't know what a waifu really is, to be honest. I don't know what that is.
You do. Trust me.
Okay.
Sean knows.
You got
a couple kids, so I think you know what a waifu is, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, all right. Ask
Cody. I don't
know.
Okay.
Hey, Rocco did mention that you can now stream or watch the podcast from that front page.
I hope people are going to mega64.com right now and check it out. Actually, there is the chat, too. The chat is there.
It's embedded.
Hey, it's all hot stuff.
This is a true story. Uh-huh. I went to the website after I updated it for the last podcast, made sure it all worked. And by the way, if you ever see my updates, there's misspellings, there's punctuation errors. I'm not good at it. I try my best, but I try.
You think on a professional website where it is your
a
business.
A lot of time, I send it to my waifu, and I say, hey, Ginny.
I love you so much.
You got to fix this for me. I don't know what I'm doing. And so she does fix it for me and then sends it back.
And that's why it's all misspelled.
So how is it misspelled then?
Yeah.
I mean,
she is a paralegal. It says when she's too busy.
Then you got... I mean, I'm just saying.
Anyways, the point is I checked it, and then I noticed the Twitter thing was...
Professional job. They're both pretty light. Yeah.
The Twitter thing was on the side, and that is where I saw our credits in the Funimation...
What?
In the One Piece.
Whoa!
I saw that.
What? You saw what?
Rocco tweeted that.
What did you see?
Well, Eric, I'm glad you asked. We did voices for One Piece.
What a transition.
Have you heard of that?
Episode 325.
Yayo! Everyone sing One Piece theme song.
Set sail for One Piece. It's the name of the treasure.
I don't know.
In the grand. Kevin, zoom in on me.
Yep. In the grand line.
Yayo. I only know that song because we filmed
the girl singing it when she's like out of
that
breath.
That was the One Piece?
We filmed that.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Wow. We went to an old... Is that video online? We filmed a girl at an anime karaoke at like an old convention in like early 2000s. Yeah. She was singing the One Piece theme and it was...
Hey. She was like Sean when
she
Sean
was out of
shows
breath.
Up late. Out of breath.
Yes. Let me... Am I out of breath?
Yes, you are.
Is that my thing?
You always
do. Do I get made fun of that when I'm not around?
Oh, yeah. I think
we make fun of it to your face, too.
What?
I just don't think you pay attention.
Why am I out of breath?
Hey, there, Sean. Right, hey, Sean.
Late.
Yeah. That's why we make fun of you.
Because you're running late,
Sean,
man.
You drive to places, and then you arrive... Hey guys, what's up?
I think you're stressed. I think it's the stress.
Yeah. I think it's
chill
the stress.
Pill.
Hey, this is a fun fact, or a tip, I'll say. Because we've gone to a lot of anime conventions. Mm-hmm. Go to the karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless of what you're doing, cancel your plans and go to the karaoke. You'll have more fun there.
Hey, can I second that?
Yeah.
Go to the anime prom.
Ooh, yeah. That's good, too. That
I've
is
been
good,
thinking
too.
About this week a lot.
Yeah.
I really miss EXPCon.
I do, too.
A lot.
I do, too. That was a small anime conference that had an anime prom and an anime rave. Two different dancing events.
Right. It was cool just to go to Florida. We don't go to Florida. We're never in the southeast. So that was like just different.
That was cool. But you know what had a very similar feel was SGC.
Yeah.
SGC is a very similar feel to EXPCon.
Was there kind of a dance thing or a DJ or a music thing one of the nights?
I don't know. We did. Did we?
We did go and it wasn't that great. It was really... The problem is... Really fast BPM stuff.
Anime rave is like
chip
210 beats per minute. It's nuts.
It's too tiring.
You know what? EXPCon is where we met Justin Rojas.
That's true.
From Funimation.
That is absolutely
gave
true.
Gave us the hookup to do the voices.
We became
One Piece
best friends with Justin because we watched
To Catch a Predator.
Yeah, he was in the room for Hambubger.
Yeah. Well, Justin works at Funimation. He said, boys, come do a couple voices.
We were in Texas for SGC,
mm-hmm.
and then we came down to the Funimation studios, gave us a tour,
which was really cool.
It was huge.
Lot of floor space. That's a big building.
Yeah. It's Texas.
They do say everything's bigger in Texas. It is true. Like, everything is huge.
It was so cheap out there. It was like a labyrinth. Inside there, going from studios to recording to like the video
really?
Yeah, Yeah, there were all these different lobbies, and then connected. It was a big building.
Did Justin hold your hand the whole time?
No, he passed us off to a friend.
Rocco's.
He held his hand.
But Rocco held his hand like this.
Like the really insulting way.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh god, it feels so good. Yeah. But your hands are like rough.
I know, because I'm a man.
Different.
Because you work hard. You're out in the field working.
Hey,
I tool around.
Play hard. Out in the
I play hard.
It's a weekend warrior. It's tough mutter.
Oh, don't use weekend warrior. The boner pills that you get at the little bodega liquor stores. Don't use the weekend warrior brand anymore.
What is that?
They were recalled.
Because they gave you too hard of a take.
Yeah, Viagra, it could cause health problems if you're not prescribed that. So everyone out there that's using the weekend warrior placebo or the
it's not a placebo.
The pills, it's definitely not a placebo. I'll tell you what. It's recalled, so stay off it.
I was using Weekend Warrior during the week. Maybe that's why I got recalled.
Yeah. That could be blood pressure problem.
Didn't jive.
Yeah.
So anyways, we went to the booth, and I had never done voice acting before, and it was a ton of fun. It was like, we were there for what, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Probably,
we were really villagers.
Villagers, and there was something going on, and we had to be
like panic. An explosion in the distance, and we were like,
what's
going on?
I hope Funimation recorded that.
Yeah. Let's that just.
Good.
Yeah. You guys can put that
in. Can somebody capture that? Give it to Justin. Go, like, here you go. Here's another one.
This
season
is
4.
Say this is for Ava.
Yeah.
Say that.
Ooh, if that was only the case.
Yeah, well, it is now.
Why couldn't we have been in Ava? I mean, I'm happy with
Hey, you. Justin, hey, thanks for nothing.
I'm happy with One Piece.
Fuck off.
Episode 325, but oh, Ava, how much I would love to be.
Yeah, so.
You want to be like Ray.
Shut up, Kevin.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I didn't know we were going to make the credits, so that was a really cool surprise that
someone,
we were in the credits.
Someone posted a picture of it on Tumblr that just said, what the fuck? I was just watching what the fuck is this shit? Is this legit?
Now, this is what I can't believe is who reads the credits when they watch something. The person that found that, whoa.
Thank you.
Maybe they were the same anime karaoke artist that knows the whole theme song. Maybe they read the credits.
Maybe.
They're devoted.
There was a time in my life where I would record Simpsons episodes on VHS because that's the only way you could really watch them when like I wanted to. And they had so many little gags, like quick flashing gags all the time. And there was one that was like a list of like TV shows that have been canceled, and it was just brrr. And so I had my VCR, so I would pause. And it was kind of blurry because the VCR, I could read one line, and then I would like pause, and then I could just kind of do that. But one of them said, if you're reading this, you have no life.
Oh!
I was just like, well, I guess you got me.
Matt Groening got you.
You got me. But now that stuff is so easy to say, it's not a work anymore. Anyone could do that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
At the time when I did it, I really had no life.
Yeah.
Analog boy, Sean.
You should have worked for Mr. Skin.
Yeah, I'm sure for Mr. Skin.
Fast forwarding to
that
the
guy
parts.
Is interviewing Howard Stern a lot. He creeps me out. He's a weird guy.
Well, listen.
You don't like the Skinatomy Awards?
Someone has to put together the Skinatomy Awards. And,
someone has to.
Hey, best cocaine on breast scene.
Yeah.
That's true.
And he has expanded out for the male audience.
You know, it's just when...
He is MrMan.com. Mm.
It's just when he talks about things, he gets like... He'll say beaver a lot, and it's going to...
Yeah, and he says fur burgerage.
Yeah, fur...
Oh,
yeah.
Ew!
Yeah.
Ah,
he says stuff like that where it's just like, hey, I don't want to talk about this.
You don't want to talk about fur burgerage?
That, hey, that to me is really like... 80s, 90s, like slang.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you were in high school.
Fur burger, something that your dirty uncle with a mustache
said.
You
graduated like 92 if you said fur burger.
That's fucking terrible. What a word.
You were around for like the first crop of people
hashtag
that said like fur
burgerage. Can we hashtag?
Oh.
No,
we definitely should not.
Oh, I think we should.
No.
Hey.
What?
When the parents are away, the children will play.
I think...
I'm an adult man.
I feel like a giddy boy, and mom and dad are let loose in the ether, and we have the house for ourselves.
You're pretty much like this when they're on the podcast anyway.
Pretty much, but Derek isn't here to yell at me right now.
Yell at you or look sternly straight into the camera. With his arms crossed. Here's my Derek impression.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
It's good, man.
There are times when I'm editing the podcast, I just watch only Derek. Just to see what he does.
Yeah.
I don't know during the podcast. I'm telling a story. It's like I can see like the second he zones out and stops caring. It's like, and it, honestly, it's pretty early on. Like,
yeah.
It's good. But it's you know when you edit the podcast, like whenever you're in a video, you always watch yourself, right? Like everyone, like I always watch only myself
because we're so vain.
Everyone's vain, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard not to watch yourself. So next round, I want you to challenge you guys to see if you can not watch yourself.
I try.
It's really weird to see what people do.
I try to just watch Kevin. If Kevin's in it, I just watch Kevin.
Really?
You know what?
when Royce posts the poorly played stream prank call highlight,
yeah,
I'll rewatch it and I'll watch Rocco in the background to see if I can make him laugh. Because then I feel like, okay, this is a good prank call.
I love that you do those prank calls, Garrett.
Yeah, thank you.
So
thank you.
Funny.
You guys, the stream's been going.
Yeah,
going
it's going really
thank
good.
You. Yeah, we played the last two episodes. We played Castlevania: Lords of Shadow 2.
Are you gonna play that on your next stream?
No, because I beat it.
Yeah,
no!
I beat a video game.
I beat a video game. First beat video game in 2014, and probably first one in like 6 months.
Yeah, probably the last one too.
Probably. I'm probably done. No, I want to clear my plate for Ground Zeroes.
That's all Garrett.
I am going to be Ground Zeroes.
This year?
Playing the shit out of this game.
Yes, yes, yes. Right. Well, I mean, Castlevania came out how long ago? Less than a month.
Yeah, that's not that long.
And Ground Zeroes is like half an hour long.
For me, yeah. I mean, not even get my money's worth. It should be $5. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
So what do you think overall?
Really, really fun. If you are a fan of Castlevania and if you are a fan of the first Lords of Shadow,
if you like PlayStation 2 games,
yeah, it's that older style action adventure. A lot of like combo. The battle system though is so perfected and fun. And once you're like towards the end of the game and you've beefed your character up, oh, it's so fun to just take it. Enemies down.
Really,
the battle system's really fun.
Garrett was like mowing through. There was just like a stretch of boss.
Oh, really?
The character design is so next level, like really cool demon and like monster design.
Like the monsters are like fucking rad looking.
The dialogue's cheesy.
Yeah.
The setting is bizarre because you're flashing back between your old castle in your like dream state and then the future city, which is like half a Resident Evil 2 level. There's like laboratories and
really?
It's there's all kinds of stuff. But a lot of callbacks to the original franchise, like the way stuff's named. Really story-driven cutscenes, which I like, especially because I can turn the QuickTime events off and the options. And a ton of inclusion to stuff that happened in characters that were developed in the Lords of Shadow, the Mirror of Fate, mm-hmm.
the
3DS.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's the bridge between these two games. A ton of reference to that, which I thought was
There's
great.
There's a lot of that.
And I just found out that has an HD release on PlayStation and Xbox. I would recommend for $14, if you like traditional Castlevania-style gameplay with that new feel of the Lords of Shadow stuff, that game's really,
really
fun. And it's it's an HD for $15 on PlayStation.
Yep, that's not bad. Yeah. So, would you recommend this game?
I would recommend this game if you are a brawler,
If you like Legacy of Kain Soul Reaver.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's basically the best version of Legacy of Kain Soul Reaver.
I played just a little bit of it. Nothing like you. But I'm not good with controls at all. Like, it takes me a long time to get adjusted to a control layout. This was fine for me.
Oh, okay.
I've never had that problem.
It's all... Hey, even now I'm playing South Park, I played probably 5 hours of South Park. Not that much, but like, a lot of South Park, and I still am like, wait, is this one okay? Like,
it takes me like a half hour to get.
Yeah, and then I'm click, and then it's just I don't even think about it anymore.
Hey,
you saw me playing today.
Yeah, hey, it was the first time watching Garrett play a game where I was like, oh damn, Garrett's kind of good at this game.
See, that's the thing. I don't play often enough, so I am never like sharp.
Yeah,
because
I think that's what it is.
Controls.
You've been like dumping fucking hours into that game.
I've done like. Basically, the last 2 days, I just sat on my ass
really?
And played that. In every ounce of free time I had.
Since living with Garrett, have like never seen him do that.
It took a lot.
Yeah.
But
you mowed through it.
I put like probably... Yeah. I'd say that took me 16 hours.
Yeah, something like that. It's not bad. Sean, what do you think of Stick of Truth?
This game, I recommend it to anyone.
Really?
Like, if you
I want to play it so
are
bad.
A casual fan of South Park, if you are a diehard... I mean, I've seen every episode. I love South Park, so this game... Honestly, it has to take a South Park RPG for me to get me to play an RPG.
Yeah.
And this is going to sound crazy, I think I get why RPGs are good.
Right?
I think I get it.
If you feel an actual connection to what is happening, who the characters are, and like the story, you want to see what's happening next.
And then even like the battles, that was my main problem, is like, I just want to fight them, I don't want to go through this whole process, which sometimes is annoying.
Yeah.
But I get the idea, like, well, I want to, like, I can use this spell here.
You plan
and
it out.
Yeah, you plan it out, and like, when I die... I'm like, okay, well, I died that time. I should go... What can I do differently this time? And, like, it's so... And before, I usually just button mash. And
mutton
now,
bash.
Mutton bash.
Yeah.
Because shit out of
sheep. Why do you hate people that have those long sideburns?
We went two different ways with mutton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we can cross the path.
I like it.
Let's bring it back.
Hashtag mutton bash. anyways, so... no, but, like, I totally get... And, like, I want to get in fights now so I can get, like, stronger and, like...
get my character. You're character grinding. Aw, that's adorable.
It's fun though, right?
Adorable. Yeah.
The grinding element, once you learn an enemy's like weakness and a way to take him out in one hit,
yeah.
It's so fun for me to set up a series of attacks to like efficiently take out an enemy
right.
over and over and over again.
And it's cool because they have different classes, so I could have been I think it's paladin, fighter, thief, or Jew.
Mm-hmm.
And I went with thief randomly, don't know why. But now I want to play as like a paladin next time. And it's mm-hmm. like, I'll play it again and see what it's like this time. You know, like mm-hmm. I don't know. The writing, as we said before, is
it's on
good.
Point.
And it's little things that like you don't even need to find. Like Rocco said last time with the Osimo costume in his closet. There's little things you don't need to find, but they're there. But, like, I'm on this... Is it a spoiler if I say I'm on someplace?
It is.
Don't spoil.
Yeah, don't spoil.
I'm on...
What are you? A spoiler?
I'm on a ship. A
Ooh.
Ship.
Okay.
And
could be in the ocean, could be in the air. We don't know.
You don't know. But
I know.
You keep finding these logs, and it's just... The writing is so funny, because the guy's like, day five, I don't know why I bought a video... I bought a cassette recorder. I don't know why. I don't have any food or rations. I should have bought other things. I don't know why I'm making these logs. This is poor planning on my part. And then it's...
That's good.
Day 12 audio log. I'm still really hungry. Why do people make these audio logs? Why did I bring this? What was I doing? It's like... So it's that. And it's really, really funny.
It's clever,
and that's the whole game.
I went to Rocco's house, snuck in when he wasn't home, and hung out with Dominic.
Well, you have a key.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I used to break a window, then when he was asleep, I took his key, made a copy of the key, and now I don't have to break in.
You used to have a key to their parents' house.
Yeah,
right? Dominic gave it.
No, I have all their keys.
Cool, perfect, mm-hmm. perfect.
Cars,
so
too.
I went and I hung out with Dominic, and he was playing Stick of Truth, so I watched him play for a little while. Wow. Mm-hmm. Like, I know people are going like, oh, it's the show. When you look at it, it's... The show, like when you're staying, when you're like standing still,
yeah.
it just looks like you're watching. There's no like the HUD,
yeah,
like,
nothing.
It looks like the TV show.
That's
and,
cool.
And the battles are funny. It does all the stuff that I really like in an RPG, where when you get a piece of equipment and you equip it, your character changes the way they look.
Mm-hmm.
When you get a different weapon, the mm-hmm. weapon looks different. Hmm. You have all like these attacks. You have like a party setting, so you have like a bunch of characters,
right.
but you can only pick one at a time.
Yeah,
and then swap them out if you want.
Right. So for me right now, I have Kenny or Butters, and like they have different skills. Butters can heal you, and he just goes like, "There, buddy," and then you get better.
That's great.
When you die, the Phoenix down is a taco, and they take out a taco and do this. That's it. They don't feed you the taco. Right. They don't do anything. All the health items are like a cure potion. It's a bottle of water.
Right.
Like health up is like a Twinkie.
But it's
awesome.
Brilliant because it's these boys playing this game.
They're playing,
and that's what it is. It's what's so smart about it.
It's like an episode of South Park where they would be playing this RPG type game, and you would just follow them through the episode.
Do they incorporate that style of animation when they were in that anime, that World of Warcraft episode?
Yes.
When you do like summons or something? Well, how does that work?
I want to say this.
Oh, is it spoilery?
No, I don't think so.
You see that form of them in the trailer.
Butters has a summon called Professor Chaos, or he has a move called Professor Chaos.
Oh, okay.
Where there's like a butterfly flying around, and then he stops, and he starts laughing and runs off screen, and then floats back on screen as like that big anime version of Professor Chaos, and does like a massive attack, like a roulette wheel, and like a massive attack.
That's cool.
That's great.
It's really awesome.
Okay.
There's so many like little nods to everything.
That's cool.
Like, it's the same thing where everyone's like kind of dumb in the town, and you're
Stan or the kid.
You're smarter.
Oh, you are.
You pick your own character, which is really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
And
do you get to
make him look like you?
Oh, really?
Yeah, looks like you.
Damn,
and then
do they
like
have dreads?
You can. Yeah.
Oh wow.
I think it's more cornrows than dreads, but you could do that.
I'll do that. That's
close enough.
Sorry.
But yeah, so you put in your name and Cartman just calls you douchebag, and then like as you progress, he's like, you know what? I'm sorry, you're Sir Douchebag, and so like that's like it's just really funny.
Yeah, cool. So it's a very cool game. I like it. I like it just from what I've seen. I haven't played it yet.
I haven't played a game I've enjoyed this much in a very very
oh that's
very
cool
long time.
That is awesome.
That's really nice.
It was made, I think, before me. It was like it's the game for me.
That's what it seems like. It does all the stuff where in the middle of a fight, it's like Paper Mario or like Final Fantasy VIII. Where you start the attack and there's like a trigger attack to do more damage or continue like the
chain. And while they attack you, you can block if you time it correctly, and so it doesn't damage
it doesn't
as much.
That's why I don't like RPGs. They feel so passive.
Yeah.
It's like, okay,
Yeah, exactly. And this is not that.
No, this is very active and everything. It's very funny. After Dominic got done playing Stick of Truth, we streamed Titanfall.
I saw that. A stream.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah?
That game rules.
Really?
That game is sick.
None of us, like, I don't know anyone that's played it aside from like, Rocco.
Super impressed with everything that game does. I thought that the Titans were going to be like this big thing where it's like, oh, two people got a Titan. Now it's like they just duke it out and you have to run away. There's so many ways to balance it. You have an anti-Titan weapon that does a lot of damage against it. But then there are so many people on the stage that another Titan comes and he's fighting it, and then you're trying to pick off the Titan. You can jump on top of their Titan to rip open a hatch and start taking down its health.
Damn.
It's crazy.
Damn.
And then you have, like, different Titans to choose from. They do, like, different attacks. You can get,
can
like...
you kind of, like, choose them in the pause screen?
Yeah. Oh, okay. There's different loadouts. It's really... Oh, okay. It's like Halo.
I love that.
The game moves so fast. It's really fun.
Oh, yeah.
If you like first-person shooters, like, it's just a crazy game. Dominic was, like, running and jumping on the wall to wall jump up to a higher spot to call his Titan out in, like, a distance and then land on a Titan that somebody, like, some enemy had to rip open the hatch to shoot it so it explodes, and then he gets in his Titan and starts blowing shit away. If he doesn't make it to his Titan, it'll go into autopilot and start fighting
for
him.
You?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So sometimes you can just call out a Titan. And I mean, the AI is pretty dumb.
Yeah, but...
There are, like, a lot of, like, grunts, like, AI grunts in, like, the online modes.
Yeah.
They're just around. You fucking waste them, and you just move on. You try to find like, the other people. Dude, it's sick.
Now, Titanfall, it's only online, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's only on Xbox and PC.
Right.
It's coming for 360?
It's coming out on 360. It's not out on 360 yet.
They haven't really shown anything.
No, and that makes me nervous, but damn, like...
But I'm waiting to see, because if it
really
looks...
Really cool on Xbox One.
If it gets decent marks on 360, I'll pick it up for
that. Yeah, I don't see why they would release it on
360. The only difference... Because graphically, the game isn't super impressive. It's not like, oh, wow, this is...
Next gen.
Crazy.
Is it like Halo 4 looking?
It looks good, but it's like 60 frames a second.
Yeah.
But it only does like 792 or something.
Yeah, that's a lot of Xbox One games.
They're saying that the software developers are all saying we may patch that, though.
Hmm.
But I feel like that's saying we're not going to patch
like,
that.
It's like every game.
Like, I thought they wanted this to be their like flagship game.
Yeah, 1080p
for the new system, and I feel like they just can't make it look nice.
It's so fast, and honestly, you get your mech, you get your big Titan every 2.5 minutes. If you kill someone, the time decreases. So you kill someone, you have 1:30 left. You kill someone, it drops down 10 or 15 seconds or whatever.
So even if you suck, it balances out, and every two minutes, it's going to give you a big upgrade.
Yep, and you get your big ass Titan. You have something called burn cards that you can take 3 of into battle. When you die, you can use a burn card, and so until you die again, maybe you get double XP for everything you kill, or you get some kind of like mega weapon where you're just going around blasting the shit out of dudes,
or something that would help. Is there like stealth?
There's something where you can like you have like active camo, so you're blending into everything. Mm. No one can see you. There's another one that is fucking awesome for like capture the flag modes.
Yeah,
you can see through walls for like 10 or 15 seconds.
Oh wow!
And, oh, that's
like,
cool.
It's like little flashes of orange, and you'll see like guys kind of like running in your direction, like
through
a wall,
okay,
and you're like,
okay,
well, I know where this guy is. Tag. Fuck you.
That's cool.
It's sick. It's really awesome.
The active camo and a sniper-type weapon is the only way I would play Halo 4.
Good luck trying to be a sniper in that game. You're
really
fucked if you stand still.
The DMR.
That's good, though, because I
But if you have active camo...
Yeah, you can try. It's just
that's how I used to just get all my kills.
Everything happens so fast in that game. Yeah. It's just like...
Huh. Oh, fuck.
It's rad. Mm. I was super, super into watching it.
I'm excited to see what the 360 is going
to be. It was, honestly, it's what I wanted Pacific Rim to be.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I wanted Pacific Rim to be...
The mechs kind of look
big
like
big-ass, like, goosh, da-da-da-da, grr, like, ripping people out of the suits and throwing them and shit.
Now,
that was awesome.
There's monsters in Titanfall 2.
Yeah, but I haven't really seen what they do. Huh. There are, like, these weird fucking dragons that are hanging out on, like, one level, and you can kill them, but they're kind of hard to kill, I think.
Hmm.
I only saw them once on one level. There's, like, 12 or 15 levels.
Huh.
But, yeah, you go on, like, different worlds. If you lose... You have an evac ship to go to.
Yeah.
So you can make it out and still get, like, experience points. Like, oh, you made it to
because you
your
didn't
thing.
Die. You exactly. got away
but
with your life.
Good luck. You get fucked up.
Really?
And
when
yeah.
you're on the run,
yeah, because,
they don't let
because
you
they know where the intercept... Like, the other team knows where, like, the intercept ship is. So you just get, like, four dudes in Titans just going, like, yeah, we're... Okay, yeah.
We're
going to
wait out there
yeah,
for
exactly.
you.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
You're fucking toast. But, yeah, dude, super fun. Super
cool.
really
cool
game. That's I beat cool. Tomb Raider, too.
You did?
Yeah.
I take back everything I said about that game. That game was incredible.
Huh.
The farther you get in that game, the better it is.
That's why when you were saying that stuff, I'm like, I didn't want to spoil it.
Yeah.
But it progresses, and I'm like,
Once you get, I was right before.
Took a while to get there, though.
Yeah, well,
I'm still not there yet.
So. Once I got the shotgun, I fuck everything. I felt like a fucking beast. Lara Croft turns a corner in that game, and you're just like, yeah, fucking bring it up, bring it on.
No more, yeah,
no more. I can do it. I can do it. It is like
into a badass.
Oh yeah,
oh, that's 100%.
That's what I want in a video game character.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm still at a point where she's like very unsure. And
she loses all of that.
Turns a corner and becomes just like the toughest badass, and not even like, oh, I'm a tough chick. Yeah. Just a fucking straight up badass.
Good. Yeah. That's awesome.
That, I mean, that game was great, and I still am having fun playing it, but I've just put it on the back burner for now.
So that was really cool. You been playing anything, Kevin?
I've been playing The Last of Us again.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I got the DLC and beat that, and it made me want to play The Last of Us again so bad. So I've been replaying it, and I'm picking up on so many little things I missed in the story, and stuff that they called back into the DLC and all this stuff, and I'm enjoying it even more.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
So I'm having a lot of fun.
Because it's a new game plus for you, so you're pretty stocked up.
No, actually, I started a new
A
new difficulty. New game plus only is with that same difficulty.
Yeah.
I played on easy the first time. I bumped it up to normal.
Hey, this is another thing about the South Park game. I love that you can change difficulty in the middle of the game.
Really?
Which to me is like,
that's really cool.
Hey, I can't be this boss. I gotta go easy for
it. Castlevania does that too. Hey, I just put games on easy now.
Yeah, casual, easy, whatever.
Can't do it.
I want to be driven by the storyline, and I want to just progress. And, you know, I'll sidetrack and find
unlockables. I felt like all the games I played for challenges was when I was a kid. And I had nothing to do on the weekend. I just sat there and had no friends to talk to.
I don't have time to do the same boss fight over 8 times.
That's true.
Right. You gotta just blow through it.
That's true, because I kept getting eliminated in the Royal Rumble today, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, really?
I was playing on, like, a legend difficulty.
Who's taking you down?
Honestly, one time I got eliminated by Vince McMahon, and that made me
That's the worst, dude.
Because I tried to give him a stunner, he reversed it and tossed me out, and then he stole my finisher, so he gave me a finisher and knocked me out.
I used to play this wrestling game on the Nintendo 64 all the time.
WWF No Mercy.
Probably.
WWF, WrestleMania 2000.
I could ask Kevin.
WCW, NWO, or Kevin.
Well, I don't know.
Was it fun?
Yeah, but all I remember is how fucking slow everything was.
Yeah, everyone was.
Stone Cold, probably. But, like, it was just like...
There's a panel at PAX East.
Whoa.
It's called Royal Rumble. Okay. They have, like, 15 celebrity guests. It's like...
What?
Like John from Harmonix, and Jeff Gerstmann from Giant Bomb, and a bunch of other guys, and they're gonna play one of the N64 like
Royal Rumbles.
How do I get in on that? Please let me in on that. I want to be Mr. Ass, and I want to dominate.
Mr.
I want to give everyone
Ass.
A famouser.
Dr. Ass.
I want to please invite me, please.
Invite Eric,
and then Eric.
No! Fuck you!
We so played upset. In middle school. It was great.
It was so good. I played as Mr. Ass.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I've never played it. Invite me.
Kevin,
he needs a shot.
Please invite me. I would love to be on it. I will talk so much trash, and I will win. Everyone will be mad.
Hashtag invite Eric.
Speaking of wrestling, you did another Go Home show?
Yeah, me and Brian recorded it early, though. We recorded we call it a paper review, where we let people know in advance that, hey, we're going to listen to, or we're going to watch this pay-per-view, and you guys write in and give us your review. We're going to do our review, and we'll read yours on the show and everything. We did WWE No Mercy 2003. It features an I Quit match between Vince McMahon and Stephanie McMahon.
They fight each other.
Father and daughter?
Yeah. Man, it's really a fucking weird pay-per-view. But we did that. We recorded it. So the Go Home Show. We're getting on iTunes very soon.
I feel like I've gotten a lot of positive reviews.
It's been really fun.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people are listening. Honestly, it could be like 6. I'm totally fine with that, because talking wrestling is just so much fun.
Yeah, you and Brian have fun with
it. It's been a really good time.
Yeah,
it's been really cool. Well, I'll have you guys on soon. Sean was kind of on this one.
I was kind of on this
one. That's cool.
I was in here cleaning, so I'd chime in every now and then.
Yep.
It was nice.
I ruined the intro.
Yeah, it's great.
I
kept it in.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Nice. Why are you recording?
Yeah.
Shit. Sorry. Hey, we got more things in the P.O. box that maybe we want to talk about.
Because
it's kind of a process.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm
going
to go get some.
First of all, this is one we've been waiting for, and I've been really excited
excited. This one is, like, so exciting.
You
want to
look at these?
Yes.
These are from Alexandra. Alexandra says, "Hello, Mega 64 crew. Thank you for all the laughs you've brought me over the years. Hope you enjoy these Mega 64 themed tea flavors I created.
What?
To see more Mega 64 flavors or to order more, go to adagio.com. That's adagio.com. And search Mega 64. Keep up the great work, Alexandra.
You can order tea from a website? Yeah,
Mega 64 tea. How fucking cool is that?
P.S. Maybe it's time for a Mega 64 mug. It might be.
Oh, whoa.
Look at these drawings.
Okay, I'm going to show them.
Please
show
do. Camera. These look great.
I'm microwaving water.
Okay, do it.
You see that? There's Eric.
Uh-huh.
Looking fucking cool. Is that blurry?
No, it looks good.
Okay, Eric.
Uh-huh.
Then we got...
Oh, wow, thanks.
Look at that. Look at that handsome devil.
Who's that?
That's me.
Uh-huh, that's Sean.
Looking fucking hot with my tea.
Uh-huh.
Then we got, oh, Sir Rocco.
Uh-huh.
Don't know who this guy is. He didn't want to show up to the podcast today. We got Garrett.
Garrett. Who's looking that? Good in tea.
Good ass tea.
Uh-huh.
And then we got Derek drinking his tea.
Hell yeah.
Cool as hell.
You want to grab those? Grab the ones that are on the floor there because I want to give her Tumblr name too.
Yeah, yeah.
She sent us tea flavors and infusers. So we have four flavors. The first is Freud's Boys.
Oh.
She even has cool, like, labels on the front.
Sean, here's your old
Oh, I gave
Marvel,
that to you. Yep.
Your Marvel mug.
The second one is Street Meals.
Oh, they have, like, real
pieces. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a really...
The third one is Candy Lasagna. And the fourth one is Arvid's.
Have you showed these That's logos?
No.
No.
These are crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm getting the tea infusers that she sent. She sent us tea infusers, so that way we can do this.
I brought infuser in case you guys...
No, no, we got them. We got four. Fuck, so we're good to go, brother.
There's Street Meals. What are you guys going to try?
We should each try one.
Yeah, we should
try one. Sean, I think you should try Arvid's.
Okay, I think that's very fitting.
Here's your infuser.
Thank you.
Garrett, I think you should definitely try Freud's Voice.
She gave us these infusers? Yeah, that's so cool.
That means you can take that home and, you know,
I'm going.
Love tea so much. Do you want Street Meals or do you want Candy Lasagna?
I want Candy Lasagna.
Okay, Kevin, you can have Candy Lasagna.
Freud's, here we go. She made a fruit snacks one as well.
And there is Street Meals, and that will be me.
Oh my god, this smells so good.
Alexandra, where did those drawings go? Oh, here they are. I can give her Tumblr name out. I would like to do that.
Oh, whoa. It is big chunks of fruit.
A2 Sheds Jackson on Tumblr.
He's eating it.
Don't eat it.
Why?
It's not
like a...
It looks like cereal.
Oh, wow.
What's
that? Oh, that smells so fucking good.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh my god, Kevin, you win.
Oh.
I don't know.
This is good, too.
Oh, it smells good. That smells lemony.
Yeah.
Seriously, I just chewed up whatever that little fruit in there was. It's good.
I think I fucked up. I think this isn't going to work.
You only can fill it half full, right, Sean? You're the team man.
Yeah.
You're the team man.
You don't fill it... You don't feel it more than that? Just half?
Oh, that should be good.
You sure? I want a little moss.
I fucked up.
You can. Moss on mention.
Do you want to fill up? I mean, that's up to you. That's your taste, dude.
Maybe like strong tea, bro. Maybe like strong tea.
I just put while we're doing teas, I'm going to plug Mega 64 Groove Shark account.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we put on songs we like on there. I added two songs. I think I was the only one.
Yeah, I think so.
No, I added a song.
Okay. Derek's usually the only one, but today me and Sean got some. I did a cover... of a song called, this is a song from Under the Floorboards, done by Morrissey.
Wow.
And, I know, he's such a diva, but it's such a good cover.
That's the thing is, I hate their personality. Yeah, like,
his politics.
His politics are fine. If you believe in something, that's great. Don't be an asshole about it.
But then I also did a song called Reptile by The Church.
Ooh.
Oh. Like a real reptile.
Oh my gosh.
It sounds like that. If you want a sample, you got one. Sean, what'd you put up?
I think mine opened up a little bit in here.
It's okay, Sean. It's
I only put on one song.
There are little bits of chocolate in this.
But
really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
No way. That's amazing. You know what that new Pharrell song with...
Happy.
Nope. Oh. That song, although Derek hates that song.
I'm happy.
I makes me want to dance. I like
you. You want me to do my impression of Derek?
Yeah.
Like being facetious with that song?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry.
I'm happy! That's good. That's pretty good.
So happy!
He's got a lot of energy.
A lot of energy.
When he sings that.
A lot of energy. I put on that
happy!
Daft Punk collaboration, Gust of Wind.
Sorry.
That song is so good. It's so good. So
Daft Punk.
These were melted.
Have you heard that?
I think I saved
it's like
them.
A new Daft Punk song, usually.
Really?
Yeah. It still looks square.
Is water not hot enough?
No, it's fine.
It's good.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna try it.
I'm gonna let mine steep a little bit.
I'm gonna microwave mine a little. This is from Vera. Even though I hadn't had time to watch the podcast late months, I love your stuff. This is a package I prepared some time ago. Oh. I even had to switch the chocolate due to the best before dates. Since I traveled to East Coast, anyhow, I brought it with me to save postage. Or travel from the East Coast.
Okay.
Much love, especially for Derek's mustache.
Oh.
From a not-so-passionate fan, Vera. I forgot. I don't have to explain chocolate, but the other thing is edible paper.
Whoa!
What?
What?
Why would you...
I saw a presentation of Derek's candy lasagna. I thought there would be... perfect. I thought these would be perfect lasagna sheets.
Oh,
we have them in different colors and flavors. Please try it out.
That is very smart.
Where? What country is this from?
I'm not. It's from Vera, and on the back, it's written. There's stuff written in German.
This looks. This is a German candy company.
Is that good shit?
Hey, there was a time where before phones were what they are now.
This isn't quite paper.
We drove up.
Well, I always put it in the freezer.
Oh, but I don't. I think it's supposed. It's like a wafer.
Oh, it's good. Is it strawberry? They used to have this, and you could, like, write on it.
Yeah.
And write notes and eat the notes.
Can I do a tea dip?
Yeah, do it.
Am I allowed to do that? Oh, look, it gets soft. Now it's like a...
Can I try candy lasagna?
Yeah. Mm.
This is the sweetest tea I've ever had in my life.
Arvid's is...
Oh, these are really
good. That's good. Can I try that?
Freud's Boys? Not bad.
I'm going to try that, too.
It's smooth. Ooh.
You tried Freud's... You did Freud's Boys?
Oh, I'm sorry. Not Freud's Boys. I had Street Meals.
Oh, that is sweet.
That is... Oh, what that's is good.
What was
that? That's Arvid's.
That's Arvid's? It's good. Whose is this?
I'm trying.
That's mine. That's Street Meals.
Street Meals?
Ooh.
Oh, Street Meals is lemony. Street Meals feels like a cabin.
Candy lasagna? Let me just think of that.
Holy
that's,
sweet.
Yeah, that's very wrong. Sweet.
Sweetness, yeah. That's my sweet. Ooh. It's green. It's like green tea.
I like
tea.
This.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Let me see.
That's nice.
I like Freud's Boys.
Here's... These are German chocolates.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I don't know what... I can't tell which one's best. I like... they're all really good.
Yeah.
That one's for the sweet tooth, though.
This is super
This podcast is officially the tea party. Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah. Hey, are we cracking open this chocolate?
The people, deserve chocolate.
It's true.
Hallelujah.
If you like chocolate, place your hand over your heart and in a loud, clear voice, repeat after me, we the people.
We the people.
That's that, because we love chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Mmm. It stuck to the roof of my mouth.
The paper?
Oh, wow, look at this.
You know, we've been getting a lot of good stuff in the podcast P.O. box lately.
Yeah. Okay.
And I want to give another shout out. Last week.
Ooh.
You want to crack that?
Yeah, yeah.
Daniel Renault, an illustrator, sent us these Eva.
Sorry, man.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
Is this all for me?
Yeah, yeah.
He sent us these Eva portraits, and I saw a lot of people on Twitter and on Facebook asking where they could see this. I don't know if he has it up, but his website, I think we should plug it again.
Plug it.
Yeah.
It's danielbdemented.carbonmade.com. So that's where you can see all of his art, and he's very talented.
More Ritter Sport Neuspin flakes? God damn. That is good chocolate.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to warm it up.
We also have Alpenmunch, which appears to be a milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate. Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Like, I'm going to have it.
Look, we only ate half.
It's so
we should probably like whatever those can be here.
Well,
We can put it in the freezer and take it home.
Now,
what makes this so sweet?
How are we doing on Sean time? Because we're not the type of boys that want to run over.
We don't want to run over.
We don't want to run the light.
You. There are sprinkles in there.
Yeah, there's sprinkles.
Sprinkles.
It's so nice.
It's so sweet. So
what do you
good,
think?
So
what are we good? We got 15?
Yeah, we have
12. Anyone been to the...
Soon.
Oh, thank you. Has anyone been to the thank theater you. Lately?
The movie theater.
The cinema. You saw...
I went and saw a new film. I think his last film... Miyazaki's The Wind Rises from Studio Ghibli.
Mm.
Did you say Ghibli or is it Ghibli?
Yeah, it's Ghibli.
I say Ghibli.
I don't know. Is it a GIF or a GIF, you guys? Ask a 4chan.
Do you know that Max Gillardi is really Max Gillardi?
It might be.
Oh, again. Far away.
Mm-hmm.
That's embarrassing.
Embarrassing, huh? When you
sorry, Max. Yeah.
Did you say something to his face? Like,
no, he Gillardi. Said you've been pronouncing my name wrong all these years, and I said sorry.
I need to like put this in the freezer because if I leave it here,
yeah.
I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
All.
Freeze it.
In like 2 seconds.
I'll give a brief summation of The Wind Rises. I had heard that it was his most personal film, and I didn't really know what that meant, but what it means is... that this movie is about a subject very personally interesting to him. Maybe not everyone else.
Okay, what is it?
It's called The Wind Rises. It's about a aircraft engineer named Jiro and him growing up and wanting to work on planes and then, like, the war happening. He developed the Zero, which actually bombed, you know, America.
Right.
And the movie is a very serious tone, and in it shows his life in a kind of a fantastical way, but very rooted in reality and based on this real-life person. And there's kind of a love story element, like all this stuff kind of has. It's sad, but it's very serious, but really, really nice animation. I would say not action-oriented really at all. Really? Just a really personal film about this aeronautical engineer.
Huh.
And it was voiced by Hideaki Anno, the guy who directed Eva, was the main character's voice.
Really?
Yeah,
weird.
It is weird, that I is, thought. Yeah. But it was good if you're, like, if you're a film nut and you like Miyazaki stuff. If you're a nut, if you're just
a nut?
You've been a nut? You guys, if you're Miyazaki nutters, if you're total anime otakus.
Miyazaki heads.
You might want to check it out. Oh. It's very serious, though.
I just realized we left all our tea things in here.
Yeah.
We have the strongest fucking tea.
Yeah.
No, I don't think my water
was
that
hot. It's just getting sweeter and sweeter as they keep drinking.
Yeah. This, I'm sorry, the chocolate is from a girl named Vera in Germany.
Okay.
Oh, really?
German chocolate. Very nice.
Hey, that was, like, damn good chocolate.
Yeah. That P.O. box is so cool because you never really know what's coming next.
Life is like a P.O. box of chocolates. You never know what's coming next.
Thank you, Garrett.
Thank you. If you've ever sent anything to the P.O. box, thank you so much. Yeah. That is so nice of you to, like, actually take time out and do that.
Go a little further. If you have ever ordered anything from our store ever, I cannot thank you enough. Now that I do merch, I see all the names and I see all the places that it goes. Yeah. And I see so many names that I... people order constantly, and it's like the same people.
You get familiar with them.
I feel like familiar, and I know these faces now. I know these people.
Oh, this guy again. Cool.
Yeah, and it's like I can't thank you guys enough. You really do support what we do and make it so we can do this. So thank you.
Who's a shout out? Who's a name?
Yeah, go ahead. I don't want to shout out anyone because I'm going to miss somebody.
You're going to miss somebody, but just say
Keith Rabbite.
I'm going to think of one that stands out to me right now.
Jacqueline Goldberg. She orders all the time.
The Goldbergs. Well, all the
time. Keith is from Ireland.
Keith is.
There is a, I think it's Vladimir from Latvia.
Yes.
All the time.
That guy orders a lot.
Yeah. All the time.
He's a Vlad. So big shout out to Vlad.
The name could be wrong. Latvia is definitely right, though.
But
thank you to everyone. Seriously.
In New Zealand. Jake in Australia. International.
All over the place. But there really is so many regulars that it's just, and new people. So awesome.
This is heartfelt cast.
It is.
Listen, we're having a nice cup of tea.
Hey.
And we're sharing.
This is like your dream, Sean.
This really
is. Is this everything you ever
and
wanted?
Derek can't shut me up.
We're having tea
and chocolate.
Cheers to
the Sean cast.
Sean cast. Wait, hang on. Can we cheers and look at the camera and that can be
Sean cast.
That can be the picture for this week?
Yeah, sure.
Cheers.
Okay.
Actually got it?
Yeah.
Okay, we nailed that. That was perfect.
If you guys
Spunk Burrito. I missed Spunk Burrito.
Oh, Spunk Burrito!
I'm sorry.
Spunk Burrito.
That sounds...
real quick, I've listened to this new podcast called Radio Lab, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's on NPR, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. NPR is great, by the way.
That? That means you're old.
Yeah, maybe.
That means you're, like, an old... when you would drive in a carpool with your friends in, like, middle school and their mom would listen to boring talk radio?
Yep.
That's you.
It is me.
I've been listening to Jazz 88.3.
What?
Yeah. Hey, you know...
It's been really good.
Do you know one of the DJs on that is Claudia, and she lives... I used to live with my dad. Like, we know Claudia. She's, like,
close.
Claudia is a DJ for that.
I only listen to Jazz 88.3 and Magic 92.5. That's it. Man, old school.
When I got home from Texas, the Sonos was on Magic 92.5. And I was like, who the fuck's this?
You know why? Because I was in my car. I was driving to get groceries. Mm-hmm. And I heard Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, Good Vibrations.
Mm.
It was getting done. And I went, I want to eat lunch, so I got to listen. I went in. It was a song behind on the Sonos player, so I got to hear Good Vibrations two times.
The Sirius, when you do that with the Sirius, it's like that too, and that's the best.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah. A song starts in your car, and you're like, hey, if I get inside and turn on the web screen, it'll start perfectly when this song starts.
So awesome. I love it.
Anyways, I was just turned on to this. I have no idea how long they've been doing it for. I really like it. They had an episode called Brown Box, and it was just talking about what it's like to work in a major distributor, like an Amazon-type warehouse.
Oh, really?
And be a picker.
They interview people, right? It's like an interview show?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, they kind of, or they just, like, talk, one time they talked about, like, what happens with, like, when you go, like, when they put you in an anesthetic, like, why you go under and what your brain is doing during that time.
Oh, really?
It's just weird stuff that you never really thought about. But this one about this girl working as a picker, like, going through was a nightmare. Like, I can't...
Really?
Like, she couldn't say who she worked for, because I can't say it was Amazon. I don't know.
But it probably was.
Probably, but, like, she said that people had ordered dildos a lot. Can you buy a dildo on Amazon? I don't know.
Yeah.
You can?
It's a back massager.
Oh, well, there
search
you.
Kids if you're not allowed to have dildos.
Specifically children?
You're not allowed.
Search back massage.
But anyways, it was just saying like she has a little computer with her and it, like, it would give her an order and it would count down like seconds. You have this long to go.
Oh, it's no!
This long.
Time?
If you miss your time, then you're fucked.
Like, your work is like a shitty video game.
Yeah, man, but it's like, and she said that on an average day she'd run 12 miles a day. Like running to places.
Yeah, you run
I
all
bet she's
place.
Hot.
Mm, I don't know.
Firm.
It was the radio. It was the radio. Anyways, check it out. It was really interesting. And that is a good podcast. Don't know how old it is, but it's good.
Do you guys listen to a lot of podcasts?
I don't really.
I do.
Garrett listens to only podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Name your top three, Garrett.
Right now, I'm going to give it out to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic
Tank. Well, ours is first, right? Clarify.
No, don't listen. Don't listen
to ours. I actually don't listen to ours because I'm on ours.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point, yeah.
I'm going to say Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, Brendan Walsh and Randy Lickie's The Bone Zone podcast. And Greg Fitzsimmons has Fitzdog Radio.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fitzdog.
I like listening to comedians do podcasts.
Yeah. It's really cliche to say, but man, Marin's WTF.
Yeah.
That's a good show.
I really like Mark Maron a lot. Mm-hmm. When I started watching his show, it was like, oh, I identify with this like way too much.
Yeah.
Like a lot. Like a lot, a lot.
He's got some good life experience.
That, you know what was really surprising that I didn't think I was going to like at first, and then it was like, oh, this is better than I expected, is Nerdist. Because I don't want anything. Yeah, because it's like, oh, cool.
Yeah, I kind of.
We were called Nerd. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they, like, interviewed Harrison Ford and Tom Hanks.
That's right here. Like, they have, like, real people.
Yeah.
Why don't we interview them?
Yeah.
That's a good. That. Sean, when you edit this.
I'm not going to.
Realize that.
Okay. Sounds good. There you go.
Honorable mentions, though.
Oh, yeah. I said top three, so go ahead and name six more.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say shout out to the Go Home Show.
Now you're not going
that
to.
That was said.
No, now he's not going to.
Hey, guys, that's what bullshit sounds like.
I regularly listen to the Rooster Teeth podcast and The Patch, mm-hmm. and then Joe Rogan Experience is good. A little stale lately. They cover a lot of the same topics over and over.
Listen to a podcast called The Art of Wrestling, which is an independent wrestler interviewing other mainly independent wrestlers.
It's Colt Cabana?
Colt Cabana.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Stone Cold Steve Austin has a podcast.
Really?
Hey, check it out. It's not bad, and it's really, he's like kind of endearing.
Who produces that for him?
Podcast One?
He's got to have like a guy.
Oh,
that's
he has a dude.
He just shows
I do it in the Broken Skull Ranch by way of Los Angeles, California.
Oh, my God.
Sounds too much. Whoa.
Broken Skull Ranch?
When he's talking, when you want snacks that are healthy for you, and you know, man, you know, Stone Cold's out there, it's that. Like,
yeah,
he has
got
those.
Sponsors.
Oh,
so he's on a network.
Great.
Yeah.
It's great. So funny.
Snack box.
Yeah, it's...
What's that called? Nature box.
Yeah, he's talking about all this stuff. You can get one for your friends and your coworkers. Thanks, Stone Cold.
Use the offer code STUNNER1
for
the month of January.
Hey, the one thing that I really like about Nerdist is that they're all fans of Mark Maron's podcast, except Chris Hardwick and Mark Maron used to not get along.
Really?
I guess, because they're both LA comedians.
Yeah.
But Mark Maron was really coked out and burned a lot of bridges.
Oh, yeah.
So when they have one like Stamps.com, like Chris Hardwick will be like, Stamps.com, put in the offer code. One of the other guys will go, WTF. Mark Maron says, go ahead and put in WTF.
I feel like that's something we would do.
Yeah, very much something we would
that's
do.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, hey, thank you very much for watching.
We
thank
did.
For buying our
shirts.
Yeah,
I mean, we don't
thank
have
you, Hey, thank you, Alexandra and Vera, for our delicious treats.
Thank
we,
you so
we
much.
We appreciate all the help. I mean, we still don't have sponsors yet, but
hey,
I guess...
One day.
I guess you could go
one
to
day.
mega64.com/
Shop.mega64.com.
What he said.
But don't listen to him.
Club 64 shirt.
There
Club 64
is
shirt.
No offer code.
And thank you very much for watching. And watching.
Take that again. Take that
No.
Yeah, no, do it.
3, 2, 1.
Should Sean just end it by himself like he started it?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too.
Okay. kind of like as scared as possible.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for watching. And check out our YouTube channel. I don't know how to...
Or even say fucking goodnight.
Goodnight. Oh, wait.
Okay, say goodnight.
Goodnight.